This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the White House confirming now that Russia has obtained a troubling anti-satellite weapon.
The White House confirms Russia has obtained an anti-satellite weapon, but is urging calm. National Security spokesman John Kirby specifies the weapon is not operational, and while Russia's pursuit of it is troubling.
There is no immediate threat to anyone's safety. We are not talking about a weapon that can be used to attack human beings or cause physical destruction here on Earth.
The White House confirmed the intelligence after a vague warning yesterday from House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner, urging the administration to declassify information about a serious national security threat. Kirby says that process had already started and says Turner regrettably warned of the threat anyway. He says the White House will try to directly engage with Russia about the weapon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials said Russia launched new missile attacks on Ukraine Thursday, injuring at least 11 people in different parts of the country. VOA's Rick Pandileo has more.
Officials in Lviv, near Ukraine's border with Poland, said three people were slightly injured there, while two schools and a kindergarten were damaged. Yurko Nazorik is the co-founder of a private school in Lviv. Fortunately, there were no children here. Even if the attack happened during the school day, the children would have been in a bomb shelter. There were no children in the school at the time of the attack, so there are no casualties. It was the second series of Russian missile attacks so far this month. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
And for more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Here in the U.S., a vigil was held in Kansas City Thursday night in support of the victims of the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration that killed one woman, a well-known local radio DJ, and injured more than 20 other people. Police said a dispute may have led to the shooting as gunshots rang out at the end of the celebration outside the city's historic Union Station. Police have detained three people as their investigation continues. Greece has become the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize same-sex civil marriage. We get the details from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Despite opposition from church officials, a cross-party majority of 176 lawmakers in the 300-seat Greek parliament voted in favor of the same-sex civil marriage bill drafted by the prime minister's center-right government. The new law recognizes parental rights for same-sex couples, but will not allow gay men to acquire biological children by using surrogate mothers in Greece, an option currently available to women who can't have children for health reasons. Supporters of the bill say same-sex couples will now be able to pick up their children from school, be able to travel, go to the doctor, or take children to the hospital. Same-sex civil partnerships have been allowed in Greece since 2015, but that only conferred legal guardianship to the biological parent, leaving their partners in a bureaucratic limbo. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Norwegian mass killer Anders Behring Breivik lost his against the state in his bid to end his isolation in prison after he argued his human rights were being violated. According to a court ruling Thursday, Rachel Faber from Reuters has the story.
The far-right fanatic killed 77 people, most of them teenagers, in a bombing and shooting rampage in 2011. In January, he sued the state, arguing his prison conditions violated his human rights. Breivik testified he was sorry for what he had done and broke down in tears, saying his life in prison isolation was a nightmare that left him considering suicide daily. A psychologist who co-wrote a fresh risk assessment about the killer testified a day later that he was neither depressed nor suicidal and was doing very well. The court says his sentencing conditions are not, quote, disproportionately burdensome, and that there has been no violation of his human rights. Breivik will appeal the ruling, his lawyer said. Breivik is serving a 21-year sentence, which can be extended for as long as he's deemed a threat to society.
That was Rachel Faber reporting. And Senegal's Constitutional Council Thursday ruled the parliament's unprecedented postponement of the February 25th presidential election was not in line with the Constitution, pitching the country into a new phase of electoral uncertainty. For more news, join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.